Welcome to my podcast number 41. Just like the one before, the voice belongs to MS Word's text-to-voice service. So, the voice is not mine. But the text is mine. These podcasts were originally produced in Swedish. My name is Göran Hansson. A retired master mariner. The former, number 40, was about the land of the American Indians that we passed on our trip in the United States in 2017. We drove from coast to coast. From Newark, New Jersey to San Francisco and Los Angeles, California. Via Route 66. Now we continue the journey. But it will be the same old music from the beginning of the last century. Mostly New Orleans jazz. In the last program, we started our journey west in New Jersey on the East Coast. We passed the land of the Narragansett people in the Far East. Then across the Muncie, Susquehannock, and Shawnee territories. But the road signs said New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Ohio. Traces of indigenous peoples were hard to find as a motorist. It is as if they barely existed. From Ohio, we drove on west toward Indiana, across the ancient territories of the Indians. But first, let's take a look at the languages once spoken by the Native American tribes. Those, whose land we passed, during the trip west. The sources are, as usual, Wikipedia and other sites on the internet. As everywhere else, there are language groups that are divided into distinct sub-languages and dialects. We start in the east with the Narragansett people. They were part of a larger language group. Algonquin spoken by several tribes in the east. Algonquin, in turn, was part of the Algic languages. The Algic language family was spoken in various variants in much of the northern and central United States. And a bit into Canada. Now we're going to play a song with one of the pioneers of old jazz from New Orleans. Jelly Roll Morton. Here with My Little Dixie Home. Thank you. next language family, on our trip west, was the Iroquois. Iroquois is mostly spoken in the area around the eastern parts of the Great Lakes. And by a few groups further south. Including the Cherokee in Alabama, Oklahoma, and North Carolina. Much of central parts of North America in the 1600s and 1700s was a French colony, Louisiana. From the mouth of the Mississippi in the Gulf of Mexico to the Great Lakes. It was the French who named the indigenous peoples they encountered and gave them the French-sounding name, Iroquois. No one asked what these peoples called themselves, Haudenosaunee. It translates, the people with the long houses. Some, including, Mohawk and Cherokee, are on the verge of obliteration. Iroquois is spoken today by less than 10% of original language users. The next language group we passed on our way west is Siouan. It is sometimes called the Sioux language. Siouan was spoken by Native American tribes on the Great Prairies of Central America, in Ohio and Mississippi. The language of the Sioux people was included in this group. Pronounced Sioux but written C-O-U-X. This peculiar French spelling with letters on the end of words that are not pronounced. Several subgroups of the Siouan language family are extinct. Others are fighting for their survival. The next language family we passed is Uto-Aztecan. Uto-Aztecan are the languages of the southwestern parts of the United States and much of western Mexico. Uto-Aztecan is the largest indigenous language group in the Americas, at least if you look at the number of speakers, the number of subgroups and geographical distribution. The Comanche, Shoshone, and Hopi are well the most famous of the Uto-Aztecan family. But they hang loose by the thread. These three tribes have only a few thousand active speakers left. The next song is with Abby Hubner. His real name was Albert Charles Otto Hubner, but he was called Abby. He was a jazz legend from Germany. The song is Dismal Dan. On our journey west, we left New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Ohio behind. Crossed the border into the state of Indiana. Indiana means land of Indians. But got its name in the late 1700s, when the territory was bought up by one company, the Indiana Land Company. In northern Indiana, the Mimi people ruled. Spelled Miami but pronounced Mimi. Mimi was the name given to a group of tribes that were spread over a large area of northern Indiana and southwestern Michigan. Not to be confused with the Miami Indians of Florida. After strife with the invading colonizers from the east, they were forcibly displaced. First, to Kansas. Then to the Indian Territory, now Oklahoma. Unlike several other Native American tribes, the Mimi people were not relegated to Indian reservations. They were given personal pieces of land. The plan was for them to be assimilated. It went as the colonizers expected. Their language died out under the pressure of the dominant English, like so many other small languages of the North American continent. But today's Mimis believes that their language is not dead. It's just dormant. Attempts are made to revitalize the language. Now some music. Jack Teagarden has been on the program before. An excellent trombonist and singer. The name of the song is Jack Hits the Road. One group that lived in what is now western central Indiana is the Wee people. Spelled W-E-A but pronounced Wee. According to some sources, they are a subgroup of the Mimi people. The Wee peoples call themselves Wayayatanwe, which means roughly the people at the site of the eddy current. In the mid-1700s, there were only 1,200 Wee Indians left. In the early 1800s, the remainder of the Wee people were forced into Indian reservations set up in the Indian Territory, which would eventually turn into Oklahoma. In the year 1830, the colonizers from Europe passed a law, allowing the movement of Indians into particular Indian territories. Indian reservations, if you will. Often by force for those Indians who were perceived to be in the way of continued colonization of the North American continent. President Andrew Jackson was at the forefront of introducing this law. The Cherokee people protested, but without success. The movement of the Indians into the Indian territories is sometimes referred to as the Trail of Tears. Sometimes the move was described as genocide because so many died during the hardships caused by the Trail of Tears. Now some music. A Romani French guitar player who became a success in jazz circles around the world. Django Reinhardt. Here's where he plays. I'll see you in my dreams. We were still driving through the state of Indiana. We passed the land that was once inhabited by another Native American group. Piankashaw Indians. The Piankashaws populated an area in southern Indiana and southeastern Illinois. They were perceived as friendly to the French traders they met in the 1600s. Not uncommon with intermarriage with the French. In the 1800s, the number of Piankashaw declined. Some simply left the group and teamed up with other tribes. Their language diminished, fewer and fewer speakers. Today's surviving Piankashaw, however, calls the language sleeping not dead. Attempts are being made to revive it. We now leave the territories of the Mimi, we, and the Piankashaw peoples behind us and keep driving toward the state of Illinois. In Illinois, we will link up with Route 66. Just south of the state capital, Springfield. Now some music. New Orleans Rhythm Kings is the name of the orchestra. Sometimes referred to as NORC. It was one of the most influential early bands of the early jazz era of the 1920s. Here they play a standard jazz song.
Millinberg Joyce.
There are several commonly used descriptions of the American Indians in the United States. Native Americans, First Americans, Indigenous Americans, American Indians. Something that you hear quite often nowadays is First Nations. There are 574 federally recognized American Indian groups or tribes in today's United States. They all have in common that their ancestors migrated across the Bering Sea from Asia 15,000 years ago. Probably even further back in time. Several of these groups settled in the state of Illinois that we entered after leaving Indiana. In the 1750s, however, the state of Illinois counted a dozen or so Indian tribes. Some of them are Kaskaskia people and Moingwena people up north. Cahokia and Chepusaw along in the south. But we drove through the territories once inhabited by the Illinois Indians. The Illinois Indians consisted of a number of tribes and groups that populated much of present-day Illinois. But it was mainly through the lands of the Peoria and Tamaroa Indians that we passed on our way to St. Louis, where we hooked up on Route 66. Most of these tribes disappeared from Illinois around the mid-1800s. Either through disease or war. Or by involuntary relocation to Indian reservations. Trail of Tears carried out by the federal government. Some of them are today in Oklahoma. Oklahoma, which was once called the Indian Territory. Time for some music. Red and Miff Stompers were led by Red Nichols and Miff Mole. The latter one of my favorite trombonists. The song they play is called
Feeling No Pain. Thank you.
Now we have come to the end of podcast number 41. The second in the series about the American Indian tribes that populated the land along the route that my wife and I took on the road trip across United States. By car from East Coast to until we met up with Route 66 in Illinois. The year was 2017. In the next program, we leave Illinois and continue our trip south via Missouri and Oklahoma. We will continue to investigate the territories the ancient American Indian groups once populated. And what happened to all those who were forcibly displaced in the 1800s? The Indian Territory of Oklahoma. Thank you for listening. We'll hear from you in the next podcast.